This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is KJ Live.
Yeah!
With Chris Johnson. And Chris is having conversations with influencers in the sports world and entertainment industry.
Hey, hey!
Now here's Chris Johnson.
You're now tuned in to KJ Live. Today's guest on the show is the head coach of King Drew Boys Varsity Basketball. They were CIF City Open Division finalists last year. Took a tough one in Fairfax. Almost won a championship. We got Lloyd Webster in the building. Coach, what's good with you?
Man, all is well, man. I appreciate you for having me, man. Been a long time coming, man. You know, being on here with a LA City legend, man, somebody that I have a great deal of respect for and look up to. So, and I'm extremely humbled today.
Well, man, I appreciate you, brother, for making the time, bro. I've been watching you. Well, we reconnected several years ago. I don't know if you remember, man. University High School. I think it was might have been a hoop master situation up there. I don't know what it was, but we had reconnected it. I think my son was like a sophomore, junior in high school, but it was fun to reconnect with you. I was kind of there before you had got the King Drew job, man. I was always interested because you always were a basketball dude, man. Your knowledge of the game, your command of the game, and just you knew all. I mean, everything we was talking about, man. You knew about everything that I knew about. I was wondering, man. Just talk a little bit about your background, your beginnings. You know, the foundation of Lloyd Webster in this hoop game.
Yeah, man. You know, I started out like most guys playing at the park. You know, and a lot of older guys be like, man, you don't mind banging, you know, down there, down low, and you sacrifice your body a lot. You know, you might, you know, try to go play a little higher level, man, try out for the squad or something.
Yeah.
At the time, man, I was living in Compton.
Okay.
And my grandmother lived in Rancho Dominguez. But back then, you know, there was a lot of invisible lines that would keep you going to a particular school. So where she lived at, where my mom ended up moving to, that school was Banning. So we can only go to Banning. But my mom at the time was working for the district. So she ended up getting me a permit to attend Carson High School.
Okay.
So that was when my boys in middle school would, you know, they would be like, hey, man, the B's and C's are trying out. You know, let's go see if we can get on the B's and C's squad. And, you know, if we can make that, I mean, you know, we can get on the JV of R, you know, because we was hearing all of this stuff about dudes in Carson. I think at the time they had like Rudy Washington.
Oh, wow.
Kyrie Stanley. You know, they had some guys up there. So, you know, we'd be hearing about it like, man, you know, 6'11".
Yeah.
I think back then I was probably like 5'10". I was nowhere near 6 feet yet. So I'm like, man, you know, this dude's a giant.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I'm ready for that. You know how it is in there, but guys are gonna pump you up.
Yeah.
They're gonna make you think you're the next Jordan. And you're like, man, you know. So tried out with the B's and C's as an eighth grader, and coach was like, man, you don't need to be here. You guys need to try out with the JV and varsity. Ended up doing that. That was like, you know, in the early 90s, 92, 93.
Wow.
And made the JV squad. And, yeah, that was my first beginning of playing hoop, you know, at Carson. And then, you know, got in some trouble at Carson. Had to, you know, got an OT out, finished up at Narbonne.
Okay.
Recruited to go to Dominguez Hills by Coach Yanai.
Dave Yanai.
Getting, you know what, I was not a classroom guy, so I did not have grades. One of the reasons why I had to leave Carson, because all I did was play and ditch.
I mean, what was going on? But why? I want to know why. What was so annoying, bro?
There was about 5,000 students in Carson, and I mean, like, Carson was like a mini Baldwin Hills, man, or, you know, you know, like, man, you know, the influx of young ladies over there in that area.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, man, some of the finest of dimes, man, coming through there. So,
yeah.
You know, and let me, you know, this very easily influenced Carson at that particular time. You know, there was a lot going on. The football was blowing up.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, right.
They won it in 94. That was actually when I had to transfer out. So, you know, I played my season, my JV season there, and ended up finishing out playing VAR at Narbonne after my transfer. So, but still played, you know, Crenshaw, Dorsey, you know. Still did all of those things. And, you know, there was so much talent back then, man. Basketball was so different. I tell the kids all the time, you had 6'10 centers in high school when I played.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? You had real, true position players. The city was kind of like how everybody glorifies the Southern section. That was city basketball. Like, everybody had a future pro. Yeah. Everybody had a future All-American.
And the style.
Yeah, it was that, man. It was loaded.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think, like, at the time, I didn't really recognize the accomplishments that I had made to even just be a recruit in the area. I kind of downplayed that. Like, I wasn't D1, man. That was nothing. You know what I mean? So I kind of just, you know, I took it for granted. And I went the JUCO route, you know, played a couple years at JUCO Harbor, West LA.
Okay.
And then, you know, when I was done playing JUCO, a referee at the time my mom was dating was like, hey, man, you know, if you don't love the sport like that anymore, you don't have anything to get to it, just stop playing.
Yeah.
And that kind of got me to thinking, like, do I really love this game the way I, you know, think I do? Or do I just really do it because, you know, it's fun and, you know, I
can be which one was it though? Did you love the game? I mean, because obviously you love the game because you're a coach. Right. So you just didn't like was it the process of being a player, the commitment, the expectations? Talk to me.
Yeah, I think that as a young man, you know, if I could look back, you know, and really reflect, I didn't have the guidance that a lot of guys had. They had that father figure that reminded them that all opportunities you have to take advantage of. And for me, I was always one of those guys, like, because of that whole pressure that you get as a young black male in the inner city community, you kind of get that pressure, like, you got to be top or nothing. You don't get the opportunity to be second place. So, you know, D2, NAIA, opportunities like that, they didn't really, like, nobody really cared about. I have buddies walking away from those all the time and choosing other avenues.
That's wild, because you would think that somebody that's coming out the hood that people would big up the fact that he's continuing his education, that he's going to college. Never mind you if it's a D2, NIA, or JUCO. Why do you think that mentality was so prevalent in your neighborhood?
You know, when I think about it, I think a lot of it had to do with the pressure of the community, because, you know, the pressure of the community is always, you know, if you don't make it to the top level athlete, then you kind of failed.
Mm.
You know, you kind of let the neighborhood down, you let yourself down, you let your family down, because there's so many people that are investing in you. And with that pressure comes the pressure to perform. And a lot of times it was the times when you didn't perform to your best that you started to believe like, well, that's what D2 is. If that makes sense. Like when you weren't on the level of someone who was going to be the one that was going to go, that was when you was kind of looked at as, you know, you the failure in the area. Like you was used as the person that people were saying, oh, you remember so-and-so, man, they underachieved. They didn't get it done. There was a lot of guys in the community like that.
Yeah.
You know, they had the potential to be something great, but instead kind of got, you know, second or third place, and they eventually got subbed out because they just didn't want to keep going because they couldn't handle, you know, all of the scrutiny that was around. You know, you go to the local barbershop, yeah. Oh, what you doing now? Man, I'm going up here to the gym. Oh, man, you were supposed to be doing this. Man, why are you not doing that? So that's what led me to the coaching. What ended up happening was, and it's a crazy little, you know, life's a trip, man. You know, it's just a crazy twist of how things came about the coaching. But Ma was seeing dating the ref at the time. I was kind of figuring out I was going to transfer, played the little JUCO, did the little JUCO thing. And I ended up transferring to Long Beach State.
Who was the coach?
At the time, it was right after Morgan, Coach Morgan.
From Syracuse?
Coach Morgan from Syracuse. Coach Morgan. Coach Morgan was the assistant coach. I know the other two because what I'm gonna tell you what ended up happening was I transferred there and a buddy of mine said you need to become a kinesiology major, but just like an exercise science major.
So yeah,
very hard major.
Yeah, for sure. Okay?
You can do a lot with it.
Right. So I'm taking these classes. Everything's going great. And I would notice that a lot of times the guys were practicing the gold mine. You know, I'd come by watching. Man, I started copping in the pickup with them, man, hooping. Mm-hmm. And the guys was like, man, oh, man, you can hoop. And I made a lot of friends there. And through those friends led to networking in Long Beach Unified and places like that. So my first stop was at Mayfair High School. So I started at Mayfair.
Were the Childress brothers there?
You know, I want to say one was and one wasn't.
Okay.
I think one had graduated.
Okay.
And I started out there on Frost Soft, and that was when my mom's reference said, hey, there's an opportunity for you at L.A. Marshall. So when I went to L.A. Marshall, at the time, it was a coach there. His name was Rod Tangi. Hmm. So Rod Tangi was the head coach at Gardena when we played. He was actually the Asian guy that was at Gardena when we played, and he actually was assistant coach for Coach Yanai at Denise Hills.
Okay.
So when I shared the story, he says, oh, okay, I remember Coach Yanai recruited you in high school.
Mm.
So we had a little connection there.
Okay.
So I was with him for about 4 years in the Northern League, which is like Franklin, Marshall, Lincoln, Wilson, Eagle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that side of town.
I'm familiar.
So you understand where I was at. So I got a lot of my, you know, coaching fundamentals and background from Coach Tenzi, who's still on my staff.
So you come from that Dave Yanai tree, essentially.
I come from that tree.
Yeah, that tree.
I stem from that tree.
Yeah.
You know, and Coach Yanai is very much connected in that community where I coach
big
at
time.
Today.
Yeah.
You know, being at Fremont during that time. And then, of course, guys have had a lot of offsprings, you know, nephews and cousins, and they're all connected to Coach.
Yep.
And he's actually come in a few times and actually assisted with the program, has laid, you know, some foundation and has helped us out you know, just mentoring the guys.
Yeah.
So he's come in several times and mentored our guys and the likes of Fidelis Okereke, who's at Northridge now.
Oh, nice.
Kosi Akamatsu, who's at Santa Clara.
Oh, wow.
Caleb LeCount, who's at Eastern Carolina. We got Ethelbert Anum, who's at Talladega, which is in Alabama. It's a top NAIA school in the country.
I know exactly who Ethelbert is because he played in the Real Run this summer.
Yes.
And I did a couple of games on the mic over there, and I remember that name. So I saw Ethelbert get down a little bit. I was wondering where he came from.
So if you remember Ethelbert, he's the one that hit the buzzer beater for the championship in 2018 when we won that.
Van Nuys?
Against Van Nuys, yeah.
Wow.
And Dunn's the one that he's the all-time hero.
That's right.
You know, no matter when he shows up to King Drew, you know, whenever I'm
legend.
You know, yeah, legendary, man. And one of the most exciting games I ever coached in my career.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Webb, let me ask you this.
All this experience and mentoring, you hear about it a lot. You hear about coaches that are, you know, come from or stem from a certain tree. Just talk a little bit with more specifics about the influence that Yanai and the coach you work with at Gardena had on you as far as your basketball philosophy, game planning, program building, or any of those type of basketball related items.
I think the thing that I liked about the way that they kind of taught or me coming under them and their umbrella was the fact that they spent a lot of times character assessing the kids. Mm-hmm. They were big on kids that played basketball outside of, you know,
practice.
But we do, right? The rap is what they call it. Yeah. You know, the first thing they say about a kid when they assess him is, oh, he's not a rat. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a rat, you find ways to win games. Mm-hmm. You know, you out-hustle a guy. You out-muscle a guy. You play with a guy's head. You know, you understand that talking is a part of the game. So you talking to the guy all the time, and the guy's not used to it because he's never seen a player like that. That's a rat. You're just around the game. It's kind of like being a street guy.
Facts.
You can't take a guy, you know, some guy in the area where there's no crime and take him to an area where there's crime. He's going to fold. Mm. He's not going to be able to understand what's going on. So it's kind of similar to like taking a guy that's a rat and then introducing him to a guy that has no experience. You know, there's just no substitute for a guy that's a rat. And it helped them with their teaching because a guy that's a rat, he gets it right away. Oh, same on ball line? Oh, you just showed me something. Now I'm going to get all these steals. A rat's going to, you know, a guy that knows the game and can dissect the game, he's going to understand that right away because he has a feel. You know, just have a great feel. I think that that's where Coach Kenai's success came when he was at Dominguez Hills for all those years. And then even with Coach Tang, we've had our success because he was also able to recognize a kid that actually had it.
Yeah.
You know, you either have it or you don't. And that's the problem with sports. You know, a lot of times we can see something and we can say, wow, you know, that kid could be something. But how many times have we seen a guy like that?
Well, a lot of times, you know, these kids, you see a kid, you see something in a kid, but he doesn't see it in himself. So he doesn't necessarily believe in it. But you see it, we see it, we're basketball people. And then he doesn't have the, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes that guidance, man. The guidance, that voice in his ear to kind of keep him on the right path. A lot of times dudes lose motivation because they don't have that, you know, Bundini Brown, if you will. You know, Muhammad Ali's hype man. You know, you always need that hype guy that makes you believe. Believe in yourself, believe in your game, man. It sounds like, you know, people in the neighborhood that you grew up in, it was a double-edged sword. So, you know, when the going was good, they make you feel great. But when the going gets tough a little bit, they're going to be your biggest detractors. And that's okay. I feel like, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, did that type of surrounding and atmosphere, man, did that make you stronger in a sense that you feel like you could pretty much take anything or deal with anything?
Yeah, you know what? It did, because at some point you have to realize that you can't let people control you. You know, they can't rent space in your head. You know, and that's exactly what was happening at that time. And like I said, a lot of that happened because of a lack of a father figure. You know, I didn't have a male. You know, of course, my mother would tell me, oh, you know, but when you listen to your mom, you know, you're saying, mom, you don't really understand because these dudes really coming hard, you know. You know, she understood, but, you know, a lot of times what we think when we're young is, I'm the one doing this. I'm the one running these laps and running these 17s and playing in these games where I'm relied on to get 20 and 30 and, you know what I mean? And you know, get this look and this opportunity. Because I remember I ended up going to Superstars camp. As a junior going to be a senior. And, you know, that was where everybody was at. You know, and that's when you start to realize, you know what, maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, it's a trip. It's a trip when you go and see how many ball players are really out there. Like, and it's dudes that be good that you never heard of. They be good. They tall. He's like, God dang, who is this? You know, this crazy shoot, good shoot. I remember I went to Superstars camp, man. It was this dude named Sean Pennington. From Hayward, California, bro. He looked like LJ, Larry Johnson. Bro, he was out here windmilling. He had the S curl like Tommy Davis back in the day. He had the nice S curl. This dude was up in here windmilling. I mean, absolutely turned it out. But it opens your eyes and lets you know. It gives you a good gauge on where you stand. And for me, I know when I got back to the crib, man, I was running hills. I was doing all kind of stuff, working out on the track. I was extra motivated because of that experience.
Right. And I think that did that for me, but it also brought a reality that, you know, maybe I need to be more realistic about my basketball journey, where I'm at.
That's a tough realization.
Yeah. And that was kind of an eye opener. I think that what I tell the kids now that they have that we didn't have is that opportunity only came once. You know, now every year you look forward to AAU season where you have this 4, 5, 6 months, just you see everybody if you want to see them. Yeah. You have the choice.
Yeah, you do.
You just, that was, you know, what we call that, it was a suicide mission. You was going there one way and you was going to come back another way. Meaning you was either going to go there and be that, be him, or you was going to come back and be a fan. Like, because, you know, my boy who passed away, and he was solid in high school, Jason Hodges. You know, I was a buddy of mine with the Pedro right after Raymond Tutt. He came.
Oh, yeah.
His roommate at camp was Jason Terry.
JT.
And that was when I started to say, dang, is that, if that's what high major is, I need to go work my ass off. Yeah. I got a lot of work to do. And JT ended up doing some great things, as we both know.
After L.A. Marshall, where did you move on to, or what was your next stop in your coaching journey?
Man, great question. After Marshall, I ended up getting a teaching job. So at the time, man, it was so crazy because it was kind of like when that, you know, it was like that stage where that was when they just started to just drag teachers, you know, especially in LA Unified. Oh, you know, a lot of underachieving students.
Wow. Yeah, I remember that.
Test scores. And, you know, they were making teachers take 2 years extra bits. And I think they still do that. But it was just a lot of crazy things going on. And there were not a lot of jobs.
Mm.
So, you know, when there's not a lot of jobs, where do you go? To the roughest area.
Yeah.
I went right over there to San Pedro and Imperial, and turned my resume in at Gompers and got a job there in 06-07. And when I got the job there, I subbed the year before. So I subbed before I actually got the job. There's a guy there by the name of Mr. Curry. He's a legendary guy. KC, that's what everybody called him. And he used to coach at Verb, and he knew DA. The DA knows Coach very well. And he had a little connections, and he told me that he had an opportunity for us at Hollywood High School. So I ended up coaching a year at Hollywood.
Wow.
While I'm coaching at Hollywood, at the time they had a tournament at Washington, they used to have Coach Jay used to put it on. And Locke was there. So Locke seen me, and somebody kind of introduced me to the coach at the time. His name was Stephen Minix. And he said, man, you the teacher I've heard about, the teachers at Gompers, their coaches. He's like, man, I'm ready to resign here. And they're going to make me the AD over Green Dot. Because at the time, Locke was turning into Green Dot and going away from the district.
Okay.
They were turning the charter.
I didn't know that.
Like, they're going to make me AD over these charter schools, and I'm going to need somebody to replace me. He's like, hop on with me for a year, and then I'm going to, you know, hand you the job. So I coached with him after Hollywood from 08 to 09.
Okay.
And then I was at Locke from that time, 08, 09, all the way to 2014, where I resigned. And that was when I had Davion Draper at Locke, who ended up playing at FIU and at Low Valley. He was a big-time star, man. 6'7", PG.
Oh, really?
Was recruited by SC, Cal, Washington State, Oregon State came in my practice. Man, it was crazy having those coaches. Ben Johnson, who was assistant at Washington State at the time, he came down to practice. So, man, Draper was big-time. Draper actually plays in Brazil now. He's been a pro there now for about 6 or 7 years.
Oh, that's dope.
So he's doing great. So that was like my first star player in the Coliseum League. I had Draper there, who ended up at FIU. I had Michael Shavers, who ended up playing at Eastern Illinois. And
when you talk, like, to have players, I want people in my audience to understand this and understand where Locke is, understand where Gompers is, understand just kind of the type of guys we're talking about. It's on the east side of Los Angeles. Right. So it's in probably one of the most destitute areas of the city. It's a school that is under-resourced, underserved, obviously. And you took a job at a school without a lot of resources. How difficult was that to coach, to develop players, and to build a winner in a situation like that?
it brings you back to what we talked about in the beginning. You know, it's like I really discovered how I really love the game, and therefore it gave me this certain love for those kids because I just wanted to see them succeed. So it kind of like they became like my offspring in a sense.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see them be successful when I seen the potential. And I told them, hey, if we follow this blueprint, we're going to have a lot of success. And you're going to have a lot of success because guess what? People on this side of town, they're not supposed to get out. And those kids took that conversation and it motivated them and they just took it and ran with it. You know, Don Weppo had a son who played at Dorsey. And I had a kid on the team in 2011, his name was Edward Talbert, and he had never dunked in a game. And Don's son was big time, ended up playing at Lamar. And man, this kid picks up a loose ball, goes down the floor, and Don's son jumped, and he jumped, and he dunked on his son.
Mm.
And they came over to me after the game and said, who is that kid? And I said, that's Edward. They're like, man, Webb, what are you doing over here? And that was, you know, and that was just simple, just let's get in the weight room, let's work, because we're going to have to outwork people. And I think that the kids had that David and Goliath approach. Like, what people don't understand about David and the story of David is that before he even fought Goliath, he had already killed the lion and the bear. So killing Goliath with the slingshot was nothing. He had already killed two other beasts with the slingshot. So I'm really big on mental, you know, the mental aspect of life. Nobody can attack your peace unless you let them. And teaching those kids that everything's starting in their mind and they got to play with their heart, that's just what I preach. I don't care about who we have to go take down or who we have to play. I think that if you can teach kids that they have to have a mental approach and play with their heart, man, if you don't have those type of guys, then, you know, it's hard to coach.
Well, you're developing men, so you're giving right. them some skills, tools that they can use for the rest of their life. So it's not just about this game or this sport. What you're teaching them is heart. When times are tough, the tough get going. And that is, it sounds like a cliche, but that's just the reality of the people that make it and the people that don't.
Right.
It's either you do or you don't. So right. either, like you say, like people, you know, someone's going to control your thinking or control your circumstances, tell you what you're going to be, or you're going to be who you want to be. Right. And that's just the bottom line with it all. Man, when you at Locke, when you guys had that success and you started getting players, were there thoughts at any point in that journey at Locke where you were like, man, I need to move on to something bigger. My talents will be are ready to sort of graduate onto something else. Was there a time with that, or would you have been content and stand at Locke 20 something years?
You know, man, that's a great question because basketball, when it comes down to coaching, is so political. Because for me, it's hard because I'm a teacher. So I've invested so much time in the LA Unified. I'm kind of on the fence at times because I'm like, if I leave this community, then I got to deal with starting all over with tenure. And what if they don't like me there? And
that's now, a great point.
Now,
that's
now
a
I get point. Fired and now I'm on a scrambling and I left 15 years of service behind. So yeah, at the time, then I would think that a lot, but the problem was that when I say Locke, the first thing people think of was, oh, well, you were with the bad kids or you were kids that don't listen. How would you work with these great kids? You probably would be too tough on them. Too stern. You know, they looked at me more as a villain instead of an asset. So I interviewed for several jobs, but when I would mention where I was coming from, they would turn a deaf ear to it because they thought that I worked with gang members, guys that, you know, even when I would mention to them players, they were missing to me like, oh, coach, we heard about that player. We heard he had, you know, some behavioral problems. Or we heard about the time when you guys had the Royal Rumble with Crenshaw. Because while I was there in my tenure, we had a
Coach Waters, Coach Waters, the head coach. Yeah, I remember the video. I remember the video. Somebody had the video on top.
We had the Royal Rumble with we had the Royal Rumble with Crenshaw.
That was legendary. That was legendary, dog.
So I had a lot of things going, you know. But so my reputation was out there as the, you know, because the other day somebody mentioned that because we had a little thing going on at Westminster where one of the King Drew kids tried to get Huffy, and I didn't move. And they said, "Oh man, that ain't the web, that ain't the lock web." He would have been clearing the floor out, you know, running all over the place.
Thanks.
But those days have passed, you know. Yes. So going into some of these opportunities that I thought I should have got it,
I
didn't, because you know I had this reputation of, you know, being kind of like a no nonsense, in your face type of guy that would challenge not only my players but even the opponent. You know, when I kind of thought that they were out of line, you know, I had problems with coaches where I would tell them, you know, you kind of created this because you could have kind of let up off of, you know, you got the kids cheap shotting. You don't think these kids from the east side go cheap? You know, you bring that to the, you know, you bring that over there, you go get what you come for. So them dudes got tired and that was it, you know? So you understand how it goes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it, because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when blue checkmark represents on our listing. eBay authenticity guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay authenticity guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
But Webb, isn't it a trip, though, that if you take us when we grew up, our era we grew up in, the person you just described, somebody that's in your face, somebody that was passionate about his job, didn't take stuff, you know, that type of, I wouldn't say disciplinarian, but that type of mentor, that was the mentors that I grew up with at Crenshaw, that I was around my entire life with my dad, his friends, people, his, you know, people that, you know, talked to me sternly in my face, told me the truth.
and didn't pull no punches. But it's such a trip to see that that type of mentor would be viewed as a villain nowadays, or, you know, in the future, you know, that type of person now, oh, your personality, it's just too tough. You know, you don't acquiesce enough. You don't, like, you know, fit in with the crew. I mean, it's like, wait a second, hold on, man. Like, do you want what do you want in this position? Do you want somebody that's going to, you know, basically be a yes man? Or do you want somebody that's going to stand on his own two and believe and stand for something? So anyway, I find that really.
I want to talk to you about that because it's kind of off the subject, but I want to give a different assessment of what you're saying, and it kind of goes to the NBA level.
Break it down.
Let's talk about it real quick because I think that it even happens because, like, sometimes I think in my, you know, with the background that I have and some of the success I've had and being around a lot of good people like you, Ito, DA, like people that really in this basketball world, you know, they know what's going on. They know what time it is.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They're in the rooms with these people that make some of these decisions to give people opportunities to make, you know, good money.
Facts.
They go to that guy when things fail. They search for that guy. You know, you ever watch those movies where that guy's retired that used to just kill stuff like a Rambo?
Yeah.
Over there somewhere in a cabin and just chilling.
Yeah.
And when things go bad,
call his ass.
Okay, fine, get him. Similar to kind of like Boston. You know, when Brad Stevens couldn't get things done because them 6'7" guys
was
looking at him like, man, you ain't telling us nothing. You go over there.
Yeah.
You gotta control those dudes. Look what happens. They bring in the guy that can. The 6'7", 6'8", you know, guy that's in your face.
Yeah.
But then on the backside, he had other issues.
Yeah. So,
that's the thing that I look at. I'm flawed. Right. I come with stuff.
Right.
And can you accept that when I come through that door? Are you willing to say, hey, we know that you do X, Y, Z, but we're willing to tolerate that if you can get us to this level? I think a lot of times that's where we kind of get that, you know, the whole down, you know, kind of like, no, don't. We get, as I say, they play us down.
Yeah.
He's capable, but this is what you have to deal with. So then you get pushed to the left. So although I feel like I am able and capable to do some of these high profile jobs, I think that I still have to work on other aspects of my professionalism just to at least be able to tolerate some of the things that come with those jobs.
Yeah.
There are things that come with those jobs that you have to be able to look at, accept, and then kind of turn your back on, you know, and not have kind of like a voice on, you know.
No, yeah, and that's part of it is maturity, and the other part of it is figuring out if that's, you know, what you want to, you know, be involved with. Like, do I want to be that guy that spent 20 years here, turned my head at a bunch of stuff, had to adjust and edit my personality, pretty much be somebody that I wasn't for 20 years just so I can hold on to this check, get this little notoriety, have these accolades, get this retirement. I mean, it happens all the time. It's a choice that people make. And you've seen people, OGs, people before us, and they're going to be people after us. And everyone has to make that choice. You know what I'm saying, Webb?
Absolutely. So getting back to what you were talking about with me being at Locke, you know, when I was at Locke, when I was getting ready to leave, is how I got connected to who you know very much well, one of your guys, one of your dogs. I was in the fight back then, Demarié Jones.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, able to connect Demarié with, of course.
How did you get connected to Demarié?
So, you know, another Crenshaw Krueger who would probably get mad if I mentioned it. So I'm just going to say his initials on here because he doesn't like to let everybody, he doesn't like to take credit for things, but DH.
Okay.
So DH is the one.
He's
what I call my neighborhood hero. He finds me this local talent.
Okay.
He brings it to me. So DH brought Demarié to me, and me and Demarié, you know, we established a really good relationship while I was at Locke. And, you know, we ended up being able to bring him over to Narbonne when I resigned because because I had a family matter to happen. My grandparents had passed 2 weeks apart, and that was my mom's parents. And she was going through it, and I had to be there for her and her family and things like that. So I did want to still be connected to coaching, and I wanted to help DeMarre out. So I went to Narbonne for those 3 years, and we had some success. We were, you know, the A-sign actually came with us. Remember, I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah. I love that team. Man, I love that. I love that team. Jamal Hicks, DeMarre.
Yeah, man.
Bro, come on, bro. That team was nice. Hey, y'all was beefy. But for those that are familiar with DeMarre, DeMarre Jones went to Oral Roberts. So he went JUCO. Yes. But God, that guy's story was so amazing. Because remember, DeMarre had some initial challenges academically, overcame them, was eligible, was like city player of the year, just came out of nowhere, 1 year varsity basketball, absolutely turned it out, and then went the JUCO route. And then I look up. I swear, man, it was like I hadn't heard what DeMarre was doing for a couple years, and I look up and he had grabbed 17 rebounds in a basket. I was like, wait, in a college? They were like, you got four Roberts. I was like, DeMarre?
Yeah, man.
One of my all-time favorite kids, man. One of my all-time favorite kids.
And was a part of some great things that happened there. Facts. You know, went on the NCAA run with the team, you know.
Yes, sir.
Conference title.
Yes, sir.
You know, things that will always be there 20 years, 30 years, 40 years.
And he got his degree. I mean, he got his degree.
And about to get
a master's. He's about to get a master's in the biggest, right? Yeah, I mean, come on. You don't get no better than that story. That's a story. I need to get his butt on here because that's
from the bottoms of the 40s, man, to the top of the hill.
And still
climbing.
And truly someone that came from that.
Truly. Oh, man, straight from that, truly. Man. Straight out the mud, mom.
Truly.
Straight out the mud, dad. Straight out the mud, man. Lost both of them. But still kept it moving. Yeah. Still stood tall, you know.
Does it give you a special sense of satisfaction when you're able to influence the lives of somebody like a DeMarre or somebody like a Fidelis or any of your players? Yeah. Is that why you do it?
You know, I do. I do it for that, but I also do it for the satisfaction of knowing that, you know, I've always felt like you earn your stripes here because it's temporary to get to the next level, which is, you know, we know heaven or hell.
Yeah.
You know, you earn how you live here is how you graduate to the next level. And I just believe in servicing, KJ.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's always love when I see you. Because you service at a point, you service DeMarre. You helped out with his recruitment and getting them connected to, and I hope I can say this on here, you know.
Of course.
Getting him connected to Lab and being kind of like a vessel for a underdog, you know, a kid that kind of got the service through this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you motivate me because if I don't have that connection to you or we don't have that type of love for each other, that never happens.
Facts.
You see more guys that turn their death ear on those type of situations than guys that are willing to jump in. We talk about that with like guys like Carl Lewis. More people turn their back on those potential great, great success stories than they gravitate towards it. And that's why I'm still at King Drew. People don't know a lot about King Drew. You know, I got to say this on the air. Number one thing is you don't get a recruit at King Drew. You get a ninth grader. So the only recruit you can really get is a top ninth grader, which is very difficult to get in this era.
And why can't you get a recruit into King Drew?
Similar to like Laces, they go off of this system where if you have to have sibling credit, you have to be in a cohort as a come into school and leave the school the same way you enter. So it's very rare that you can be a 10th grader and enter the cohort because you missed a portion of what they have under their umbrella and their curriculum being a medical magnet.
Wow.
So the success that we had, and I'll tell the kids, and being able to even get a kid to be a Division I player is very difficult. There's no athletic period there. There's one gym there. There's not multiple ways to develop, you know, the way I would like to.
So let me ask you this. So it's a medical magnet school. Is the curriculum at King Drew, is it so the ones of your players, the classes that they are taking, it's pretty difficult in a sense because how does
Absolutely.
That work?
Absolutely. Very rigorous.
Damn.
Most of the students, you know, they're going to definitely be academically inclined, not necessarily athletically inclined. If you can get an athletically and academic student in that school, it's probably a kid that probably wouldn't have went to like Harvard Westlake, or because that's how academically inclined he is there.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a kid there and I'm not going to say that he's struggling, but I'm going to say he's being challenged, if that makes sense. Where, you know, where he can go to maybe, I'll just say Narbonne, and just probably just sit here and I'll be like, man, what are you doing? You know, there it's kind of like, you know, did you do, you know, as opposed to doesn't have enough work. He has too much work.
Yeah.
If he doesn't stay on top of it, it's going to pile up and it's going to basically overwhelm him.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, it's difficult. So tell you the story. Fidelis Okereke, here's a primary example. Fidelis Okereke, when he was a senior, Stanford called. He was playing out of his mind. You know, remember how you talked about the two-hand volleyball block?
Oh, yeah.
Remember how he was just playing this? He was just playing out of his mind. Then we went on that state run. Well, we ended up dang near coming within one game of going to Sacramento. And then the COVID hit, right?
Yeah.
So when that hit, it made him's recruitment blow up because everybody started thinking about the what if.
Yeah.
You know, what if this? What if that? You know, so because Reggie wanted to take him on the why not team at the time.
Oh.
He had called me and said, hey, well, but this thing don't play out. I want Fidelis.
Yeah.
So Stanford called, and to tell you about the how crazy it is, if Fidelis was at Washington, it would have went to Stanford because his transcript would have probably been crazy. All A's, maybe a couple B's. King Drew, he had too many C's. He had AP classes, but he had C's.
Mm.
So I was like, man, because we love to touch him, but he got too many C's. The school won't admit it because in order for Stanford to give you a scholarship, you have to be admitted into the university.
The school, yeah. It's all about the
So then guess what? Coach Gibb, you know, his son was at Navy. He called because they were thinking, King Drew, this is a kid that's going to have, immaculate transcript. Couldn't touch him. That's how he ended up in Northridge, you know. And the same thing, you know, we dealt with that with Kosi a little bit. The academic rigor, you know, and we dealt with that with
you have to take those type of classes to be
in take them there. It's crazy like that. Remember how I was telling you? The cohort.
Oh, okay.
The cohort. So you're signing up to take the class.
Oh.
That makes sense?
Yo, King Drew. Like
signing, you know, King Drew. This it's King Drew slapping.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's slapping up there. You can play around with it. You know, you're fooled because it's kind of like a public private school because you know you got the uniform, you got the nice academic rigor, you know, and it's not in the greatest area, but the school is safe. They have a no tolerance for everything, you know, drugs, fighting, you know, you do anything, you're out of there. There's no, oh, you know, we're gonna give you another chance. You fight, you're out. You get caught doing this, you're out. So, you know, it's just in that regard, any kid could go there because if you don't follow the guidelines, you know, you're going. So I just wanted to make sure that I said that on this, you know, on your show, it's just letting people know the success we had has just been, it's been really, really a King Drew kid. It hasn't been, he went and got this guy and that guy.
Yeah.
Not that I'm knocking any coach that has that, you know, amenity to do that.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 Podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
No, we're not knocking that, but there's also something special about developing a kid from ninth grade on, spending those every day for 4 years, and then you guys are winning a championship. You guys are, you know, close to winning the city open division championship with kids that are basically homegrown talent, right? That have been all together. So there's a special sense of satisfaction to that. We don't knock, you know, the guys that go get them dogs.
Not at all, man. So I just want to make sure that I.
But we big up. But right. We big up the Lloyd Websters of the city, of the state, of the country that are able to do more with less. And that's something that I saw firsthand, Lloyd. So, look, man, when you first got the job at King Drew, was it 2017?
Yeah, 2017-18 season.
So that season. So I remember I was doing the Real Run Fall League with D.A. at Linwood. And I remember, you know, King Drew, I had never heard of the school. I knew you were coaching. So I was trying to load you up with matchups. You were bringing through the whole program, varsity, JV, I think, you know, maybe then freshman.
We were
going three courts. But what I remember about you and that program, you had already were instilling discipline. You guys were creating sort of a reputation, forming an identity for yourselves, even back then. Some of them, you know, you get blown out a lot of the games, but then later, like week three, you guys were starting to get in game. Stuff was like, you know, that margin was closing. Right. Then you start snapping some fools. You start chipping off some fools. Like,
oh, y'all had some heat over there, though. I'm not going to sit here and act like, yeah, you know, it was a big because the second week was a man. No, it was some heat over there, man.
It was a great fall. Like,
no, that was, man, you know, and that's why I say, you know, a lot of the building of the program came with the resources and the networking and the good friends that I've made over the years. I don't think that just success comes with without having people that kind of like appreciate what you do, and they think of you when they want good sound people to come around it, because you know that's a great venue you guys actually had there.
Yeah, and we did.
You want people that are going to come in and create a great environment in that venue. You don't want people that are going to come and tear it down.
No,
and that's what I appreciated about, you know, when you were there and the things that you were doing, and you and DA and Coach Crow, and that he still does, you know, those environments, man, those make guys.
Man.
They understand it, and it builds a great reputation that will last a lifetime. And that's why I was so adamant about getting on the show, just because, you know, we have a relationship, man, that stands back beyond DeMaurier, you know, back Compton Magic when
Facts.
We were there with your son.
Facts.
We've done some great things, you know, proud of that young man as well.
Appreciate you.
Has, you know, been on a nice little journey of his.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
And, you know, like I said, man, I just props, man. You know what I mean? Proud of you, man.
I'm proud of you, and I appreciate that, Webb, but I'm proud of you, man. I wanted to just talk about the satisfaction, man, of, and I know it was a little bittersweet last year, because to get all the way to the mountaintop and then not to achieve the ultimate goal, but you guys did it. You guys had an amazing showing throughout the entire situation. Talk about, though, the kids, Caleb LeCount. Was there a disappointment, or was there a sense of satisfaction after losing in the city championship last year?
You know, Caleb LeCount was just really just a special player. He's like a once-in-a-lifetime type of player. You know, he came there highly touted, you know, to King Drew, and I was just blessed to have him for 4 years. I just can't say enough about him, you know. Yeah. He's not one of those, you know, our coaches, I'm not about to say he did everything right. But what I talk about is like our relationship. Like, we had a certain level of understanding. So whatever I needed for him to do, even if it was something that was going to hurt him, he knew that it was going to be in his best interest. So he trusted. Yeah. Those relationships are just so much better than the ones where you have to struggle with somebody because they don't believe what you're saying is true. And that's the only reason why I think in the end we had that success, because I'm one of those type of coaches where you say to me, man, we winning a championship. I'm going to say to you, well, let's go do it. And I'm going to do everything in my power to put you in position. So Caleb put the work in as a player, and I put the work in as a coach. Mm-hmm. And my job as a coach was to make those other guys believe in his vision. And once they realized, oh, he is the way, this is the way that we need to go. I think that what happens, though, and you know this as a player, you've been in these positions. I just, you know, I watched you, you know, as a player, you know. Somebody else has to step up. Mm. There's always another long hero. You know, if you talk about the Lakers, you're going to talk about Shaq and Kobe, but then you're going to bring up Fisher.
Or Horry.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that that's what happened this season. We just never had another guy that was going to separate himself from to be the next guy, or the guy that was going to, you know, that guys will remember, yeah, but you got to remember that kid in the championship. It's just going to always be Caleb LeCount and what didn't happen. You know, we had a couple guys step up periodically, but never to the point to where we would have been able to take that championship without Caleb having like 40 or something crazy and then us having a crazy defensive game.
Mm.
You know, which we did come back and
– but he was capable of the 40 to 50
piece. He was definitely capable. But, you know, what happened during that game, and I don't remember it, there was a kid, and he's going to be really good. Got about 3 years. His name was Donald Thompson.
Mm.
Light-skinned kid, hit about 2-3 threes.
Okay.
He was in the corner. He ended up with 20.
Damn.
It was a portion of the game. He probably hit like 2 back-to-back threes, and we cut it to like probably like about 8.
Mm.
It was about 4:34 left, and Jacob came down, Caleb's brother, and he tried to go underneath instead of kicking it back out, and that would have put us down 5.
Mm.
But it won it. Because the momentum, you know, basketball has that momentum. So they would have went down and they would have felt that pressure. As I used to say, that booty get tight. They would have ended up doing something crazy. And we would have went back and cut it to 2. And once you cut it to 2 and you got a star like LeCount,
oh, please.
You know what's up. You know that's what we did the whole time?
Absolutely.
All of those games came down to the fourth quarter.
He just when
we
took
went
over.
To Palisades, we was down 6 with about 3:30 left.
I heard about
I
that.
Like, I said, you know what, man? It's been a great season, man. I love you guys regardless. That little dude said, what? came out, stole the ball. He went down like he was going to go to the basket, popped back out, three ball. Bam! Came back down again. Deal. Come back down. Another three ball. Tied it up. Now we tied up. That crowd. Crowd is on hush mode. What just happened? And guess what? Now it's like 2:30 left to go in the game, and it's tied up, so it's like 0-0.
It's on.
Here we go. Another steal. Pass him ahead. Layup. Boom. Step back for another three. Go up five. It's over. He starts. He's running around. Then we had to go over to town. Oh, they Nick A.J. Johnson.
Woo!
And the big lefty, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
He was cold. And they had another little slicer and dicer.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, you know, let's see what happens. You know, they come out on fire. 12-0 run. Boom. They pinned down AJ. Wow. And they crowd said, who's King Drew? Who's King Drew? Ooh. All of a sudden, he start doing high screen. Boom. Next thing, another. Boom. He start looking at them, talking to him. Boom. Doing the Kobe. Next thing I know, he come. Next thing I know, man, I look up. We up six. For three to go. Then we went up 12. We got crazy. They were so concerned, man, with Caleb at a point. I mean, once we reversed the ball, guys could just walk to the basket. We just had guys. They had like three guys trying to guard him. He just out there. And then he just, you know, he's a point guard, so he just cut it. Cut through the gap and boom, diamond guy cutting it. Yeah, man. So that was the number one seed. See, what I don't think people talk about enough is we took out the number one seed. People will never really understand that, KJ.
How difficult that is.
We didn't take it. We didn't meet
at,
them.
At the house. At the house.
Their house.
At their
they
house.
They were the number one seed and we took them out at their house.
That's a huge win.
In front of the head coach from Cal.
That's a huge win.
Yeah, he was there. He's like, man, you guys are tough, man. You know, I don't know if you know that guy. He used to be at Georgia.
Yeah, Mark Fox.
There you go. That's his name. That's it. So, yeah.
Man, so how do you, after last season's sort of just highs, how do you come down to earth and prepare for this season? Life without Mr. LeCount, bruh, how do you, again, get back to where you were last year, win the Coliseum League, and then win or at least make a Final Four of a city?
Man, that's going to be tough. It was tough last year. It's never easy, you know. It's no easy. But, man, I lay my hat on what Floyd Mayweather and you know, and Baltimore Ravens and all these other top, you know, teams that live their legacy behind defense. I lay my hat on that. I don't believe that you, when it comes down to war, it's them dudes that's willing to get dirty.
Mm.
It's nothing more dirty than defense, hardcore. You can turn a lot of guys off being physically defensively. I'm just old school like that, man. I remember Crystal games, man. You know, when I remember playing, we played, the time to play Crystal, you know, that would be on the schedule. I tell kids back when we played, we only played 17 games a year. You know, now they get to play 28. They don't believe that. Like, if you told a kid, KJ, that you only played 17 games, they laugh at you. Like, how did you get to UCLA playing on these seven? That's how we was hooping. That's how we was hooping. We was hooping. That 17 games was in blood. Like, he was going so. What I remember all the time is how much you hurt after those games.
Because
it was physical.
Absolutely.
And I tell the kids all the time, I said, that's what people remember after the fight, the recovery.
Mm.
You don't think about it when you're fighting. It's when you wake up. That's when you say, man, I don't want to fight that dude no more. I hope I'll never see him again. You know what I mean? But you don't think about that when you're fighting. You know what I mean? You're just trying to win. It's after you start saying, damn, I got a knot right here. Dang, I got a little knot back here.
You
dang,
start feeling stuff you didn't know you had.
God, dang, my arm kind of feel kind of funny, man. Did I swing the wrong way? You know, so that's the type of things that I tell the kids. If it hurts, you know you've been effective.
Absolutely.
If it does not hurt you, then you didn't do anything. You just was out there going through the motions. If you don't hurt after a basketball game, KJ, you didn't do nothing. What did you do? Like, if you don't feel no pain, you don't got a scratch, you don't got a little knot, you don't got a little, you didn't really get in the fight.
Yeah, you're not doing nothing. You're not doing that. You're not in the mix.
And that's the hardest thing to tell these players now. You want to know the hardest thing it is to tell these guys as a coach?
What's that?
You can never, ever, ever measure effort. You can't measure it. You can't measure effort because your effort and my effort is different.
Your idea of effort,
Your idea, you know what I mean? Like, everybody has this perception of, I'm going hard. You ever play with a dude like that? And you're like, no, you are not going hard.
No, it's not, you are not going hard, bro.
You are not, you are, bro, you need to stop it. You already know. You know, you remember you used to have a dude that used to just hang out right there at the top and just guard the top so he could take off and get the I'm killing out here. Bro, you ain't doing nothing. All you doing is standing in front, letting the guy go by. We playing on the D. Yeah. You know, so just saying, I just say that to say, like, kids just believe they play so hard now, man. I bet you if you talk to some of these guys after these games and you interview them, you say, hey, let me talk to you for a minute. And how hard, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard do you think you played? I guarantee you they're going to say a 10. They're not going to – and if you tell them, well, I'm going to give you a 5, man, they're going to say, oh, you crazy, man.
You're a hater.
Tell that to, like, Mikey, or tell that to these guys that are phenoms. Man, they think you're crazy, you know? And a lot of people will say, man, they just don't believe a lot of these guys play hard. You know, they just don't. I don't really see kids playing as hard as I used to. You know, I used to see kids that really, really played hard. They may have not been as talented, but they definitely played the game hard.
Yeah, I can agree. These guys nowadays, they got all the bells and whistles. They got the skill set. They got the between the legs, behind the back, step back, triple. Are they tired? Do they have to come out the game because they are just going so hard that they just need a blow? Or are they coming out the game because, you know, they just chilling? I'll tell you what, a kid that plays hard, this kid, Marcus Adams out of Narbonne. I don't know if you see.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he plays hard.
Absolutely.
That kid plays hard, bro.
Hey, listen, man. I'm going to tell you right now, man, he's dangerous. And I had to call Coach Hill the other day and say, man, you know, Coach Hill, I've been riding and raving about him since the ninth grade. Because, you know, he had left and came back.
I saw that.
So, you know, he'll been telling guys about him, you know, and D.A. took a liking to him early, you know, because, you know, Hill and D.A. are pretty close. And he took a liking to him early, saying, you know, Coach, I believe you. And, you know, the rest is history. So D.A. gonna laugh, you know. D.A. already knew what time it was, you know what I'm saying? So, and you talking about a guy that, you know, nobody has done more in the community than D.A., man. But shout out to D.A., man.
D'Anthony Langston. Yes, sir.
Anthony Langston, man, big time in the community.
Yeah, he does it for the love, man. He doesn't care about anything but helping. I mean, he's a great influence. He's somebody that we all look up to, a big OG that does things the right way and keeps it real at the same time. That's what I love about D.A. It's real.
All the time, man. And guess what, man? Hey. A man of his word.
Facts.
Don't go at DA if you're not a man of your word.
Just
a shout out to you guys out there, man. let the OG be if you're not a man of your word.
Let the OG be.
Because he will let you know. let's make sure we keep that, you know.
Yeah.
That right, you know. So
yeah, for sure, man. Protect DA. Well, Coach Webb, man, I appreciate you taking the time today, brother, to hop on KJ Live, man. It's been a true honor, blessing to talk to you today, bro. I love this conversation, and I love what you're doing, man. I love the commitment that you have to teaching, that you have to the game, and that you have to helping the next generation of kids, man. It definitely resonates, and we can really sense that you truly mean every word you say, my brother.
Man, I appreciate the kind words. And KJ, man, thanks for having me, man. And you already know, man, I'm going to see you down the line, champ.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, Lloyd Webster.
Signing off, man. Much love.
Peace.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.